During this pandemic, a lot of us are working from home, but some work just can't be done from the couch. Many scientists, for example, have struggled to access their research, and that includes research that involves things like taking care of living collections. Living collections are like libraries of living things, and they're usually housed at academic institutions. West Virginia University is home to a really important collection of living fungi. These little guys are especially helpful in West Virginia because they can help us do crazy things like reclaim stripped land. Liz McCormick recently spoke with Matt Kassen, associate professor of plant pathology at WVU and the scientist who oversees this particular fungi collection.
What does this fungi do for us, and why is it something important to preserve?
We spend a lot of time restoring lands that have been used for mining, and these fungi help plants colonize those lands. These lands are often depleted of nutrients, they're poor sites, so plants don't often find it a hospitable environment to grow in. Through this partnership with these fungi, these sites become more hospitable because these fungi are able to secure nutrients that plants otherwise themselves couldn't extract from the substrate.
Why is it important to continue cultivating them when it also still is appearing in nature around us?
So that in the future, as we deal with the impacts of climate change and we lose land that is more suitable for growing crops and we have to move towards less suitable lands, these fungi could make a real difference. And having choices among all these different strains to optimize growth, yield, and efficiency is really important. So we're preserving that diversity for contemporary use, but also for the future.
We've all been dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. And I want to ask you, some of the challenges that you've been experiencing as you and your colleagues have been trying to continue to do your work. Talk with me about some of these challenges.
Right. Yeah, it certainly has been a challenge, not just for me and I think people across the country that are maintaining collections. First of all, we had to defend our status as essential. And of course, the university has done a great job in protecting us and making sure that only essential personnel are on campus as needed and making sure that we were wearing the correct PPE and, making sure our routes and our daily schedules were, cleared with our directors and our deans to ensure that, there wasn't a lot of people coming in contact with each other, proper social distancing. Under normal circumstances, things come up. You have malfunctions in the greenhouse. You have that leads to a room getting too cold or too hot. And then by going in daily, you can catch these things. But when you spend less time on campus, it's more likely that these things could be missed.
Kind of going forward, are any of the changes that you've experienced in how you all monitor and care for these collections, will any of that remain going forward?
One of the other things that has changed is we provide services in the lab. People can request isolates for purchase. We have shut down that aspect of the collection since March. So anyone who wanted to purchase strains have not been able to. So we're not sure when we're going to start that back up, but certainly there's probably a backlog of orders waiting for us to fill. And it's not something we can just go into the freezer and pull out. We have to grow up inoculum, which takes 3 to 4 months. So that backlog is not just remedied once we start back up. We have to re-inoculate plants and grow up enough, in addition to the strains we're trying to maintain on a yearly basis, to meet the demands of our customers, but also to keep the collection viable.
And Matt, just sort of final thoughts in regard to education about what living collections are and also just sort of the challenges of keeping those collections alive during this coronavirus pandemic.
It's really important to know that we don't know where the next big discovery is going to come from. with regard to medicine. You know, right now we're in a pandemic and a lot of people are working on vaccines, and there's a lot of great scientists leveraging a lot of collections and things like that. And I think it's really important to know that there's a lot of potential in these collections that have yet to come to surface. And that's one of the reasons we need to maintain them.
That was Matt Kassin, Associate Professor of Plant Pathology at West Virginia University, who oversees the school's living collection of fungi, speaking with Liz McCormick. Now, as of last week, Matt and his lab have been able to start fulfilling orders again for these special microorganisms after a decline in orders by 70% compared to this time last year.